Last time on Super Future Friends.
My mission is to protect you.
Yeah? Who sent you?
You did.
Everybody down!
To the roof!
Welcome back to Super Future Friends after our very long hiatus. Literally a year.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We're older.
Wiser.
Wiser.
No, not really.
Not really, yeah. That's a lie. Super Future Friends, where we read these comics for you because we love them, but also to save you any kind of trauma that you might experience from reading these comics.
Are you mean joy?
Trauma, just save you from any joy. Yes, exactly. Did you want to cover business first, or do that at the end?
At the end.
Okay.
It's not really business. That made it sound like we have some real important talk about.
We don't. Okay. Not that this is important either.
Super important.
Yeah. Thank you for all your emails of support.
And sadness as we never update.
Extreme sadness. Holy shit. But we finished con season. It was just con season, basically, that kept us from it.
And trying to finish the comics for con season.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but I mean, think about how long it takes to, how long the actual episodes are, and then multiply that by, like, 3, because that's how much time it takes to, like, you know, get together, record, and then edit, and stuff like that.
So record and re-record when we get stuff really wrong.
Yeah, so please, like, think about how much time. We have jobs.
And then we like to give ourselves work on top of our jobs.
Yes, like 2 comics right now?
Mm-hmm.
2 comics. Okay. I'm talking about business still.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So exactly the opposite of what I said. Thanks a lot.
I don't listen to you. Even when we record, I just tune you out. even when I go back through it to edit.
You just take all me out?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Okay, so this issue is Adventure Comics number 310 by Edmund Hamilton and John Forte, and it's awesome.
It's a 2-parter.
Yeah. We are skipping the Jimmy Olsen issue number 1770 because it sucks.
It might be a pleasant story, but the concentration of Legion happening in that story is like 2 panels tacked on to the end, and also I don't like Jimmy Olsen. I'm sorry. Sorry, any Jimmy Olsen fans. I don't like Jimmy Olsen.
We didn't think it was like fair to you to come back from a really long hiatus and have 2 panels of Element left. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. I'll pretend the fairness was the problem and not that I don't like Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, I agreed with her because of the fairness issue. Okay, to start out, seriously, you guys are in for a treat because every panel of this, amazing!
Pretty much.
The cover is unrelated. It's I almost wish we could read the story because it looks so good. The cover is Lana Lang looking at, and Crypto looking at Superboy, who has a bad guy, and he's holding this bad guy by a belt,
like,
with his teeth.
With his teeth.
It's the greatest
part. And Crypto's, like, on his hind legs like peoples.
And Superboy's going, arf, arf! And Crypto is going, smart thinking, Superboy, saving that falling worker with your teeth. I'll reward you with a juicy bone.
Awesome.
And Lana's like, incredible, Superboy is acting like Crypto, and Crypto is acting like human. Doesn't that sound good? You should pick this issue up if you can find it somewhere. Just, it looks so good.
But alas, that's not the part we read. But that's okay, because what we did read was pretty awesome, too.
Whew. Someone should do a Superboy podcast, because everything looks awesome. But this issue is so, the Legion portion of this, so good. So, Tales of the Legion of Superheroes. The Legion of Superheroes and its battle against wrongdoers in the universe of the 30th century has never met defeat. Until now.
Is that true? Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you mean by the end of the issue?
No, just have never met defeat?
I think that's true.
I guess technically they win at the end of a lot of stuff.
Because they're all alive still.
Are they? Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's still not a failure technically because the Legion is still there. If the Legion gets wiped out, that's a failure.
Oh,
Chris is like, I wish they would fail
more.
They
gotta get a lot wrong to be a failure in your opinion.
That's true. That's true. So it's up for debate whether or not the Legion has failed a lot or met defeat before. But now it is not merely defeat, but destruction that overtakes the Legion, for their great superpowers are as nothing compared to the powers wielded by a deadly enemy who has decreed the doom of the superheroes. Dun, dun, dun. On this intro page, there is an old-timey wheel, even by the old-timey Superboy standards. It's like a wheel from...
pirate ship. It's like a pirate ship wheel.
I was going to say, like, an ox cart from, like, Oregon Trail, but good.
A little
good.
Spokes? Yeah, it's too decorative.
Okay, you're right. I'll give you that.
Those old-timey wagons weren't very decorative.
That's true. You don't know that. You weren't there. People might have tricked out, put, like, wings and shit on their ox carts.
Going across the horrible Oregon Trail.
So, this picture shows a wheel, and I guess we're supposed to... He's saying, I've already killed many of the superheroes. Which one of them shall die next? And this guy has... interesting look.
Well, the wheel, though, which you didn't say, is around the wheel are all the heroes' heads.
Yes.
It's very important. It's not just a wheel, it's like a... somehow this is like a roulette spinning wheel, even though it's like... appears to be the wrong kind of wheel for that, but that's alright.
Big wheel judges us.
Yeah. I think this incurred wheel use, personally, but...
she's like, we're done.
We stopped here. We didn't even read past this. But there's a red arrow on the wheel, and around... the wheel are all the Legion's heads.
A Legionnaire's heads.
I'm sorry. All the Legionnaire's heads.
And some of them... learn English.
I'm sorry. I wasn't born here. I was born in England. But some of them have X's on their faces. And now you may talk about his interesting headgear.
Okay. Oh, the people that have X's. Shrinking Violet, Chameleon Boy, Triplicate Girl, Ultra Boy. Triplicate Girl is just... not a lucky person. Spoilers. Okay, so this guy has this headgear that... I'm sorry, I don't want to be, like, weird and lewd, but do you see what that looks like?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like an S&M mask.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be made out of metal, but it looks...
it looks like a scary... like that kind of mask.
Yeah, but it's gray, and, like, that makes it better. And so, gray S&M mask.
Yeah, basically.
Like, the scary one where there's no mouth and there's only eyes. And
there's a kind of frowny mouth, though. There's a frowny mouth line.
But I don't think he can...
with bolts around it.
I don't think he can open
that. I don't think
that.
It moves, but there is a... somebody carefully made a straight line mouth, you know. It's not happy or sad, this mouth.
It doesn't stop me from crying every time I see him. Okay, so this issue starts with something I actually like a lot.
Yeah.
It's talking about how the Legionnaires, they have to fix all their own
I thought this was great. So the first narrative thing says, everyone knows that the glamorous superheroes of the 30th century, or everyone, I'm sorry, we have to take a break. Okay, so it says, everyone knows the glamorous superheroes of the 30th century, but few realize their careers include hard work. It's like, what? isn't the job, who is thinking, like, that superhero doesn't have to do anything? Right?
I would think... I actually thought that.
What? So why would you think they're not doing
anything?
I mean,
I know that they're not, but I see the interpretation.
I don't.
I can't picture Sunboy picking up a wrench.
It's like that chief of police must not have to do anything.
The chief of police doesn't have to fix the pipes or clean the...
well, he probably has other people to do it, but I've never seen their service staff, the Legion, so...
yeah.
I would assume that they're working hard.
They have maids, just like French maids and shit, and like a butler.
No one thinks their careers include hard work.
That's
a very vague, broad statement.
Oh, okay, hard work.
Hard work.
I'm saying manual
labor. It doesn't say maintenance.
Yeah.
It says, no one thinks these superheroes have to do hard work. It's like, I think that everything they do is hard work, probably.
Good point.
And they're on the news punching things and fighting all the time. That seems like harder work than what they will be doing in the next two panels.
Maintenance-wise, I always thought that was Brainiac 5's sad, sad life.
Yeah, it's nice that they help out.
Yeah, that's nice.
Probably getting it all wrong.
I bet he had to do it at first, and he's like, listen, motherfuckers. This is like his...
he doesn't swear.
Listen, mother fornicators.
Okay,
people who fornicate with their mothers. incestuous, disgusting humans that I must deign to hang out with. This is the meeting that he calls. And he's like, I cannot do this all on my own. I mean, I can, but it's a waste.
But I don't want to. None of this happens in this comic, by the way. This thing that we're just hypothetical Brainiac 5 meeting of maintenance.
So, after our hypothetical meeting, he puts them to work. What is he doing? Chameleon Boy and Sun Boy, we see them fixing a rocket tube.
Yeah, sure.
Tubes come out of rockets.
I mean, we both fell silent. We're trying to figure out what he's doing.
That makes sense.
Puff almost got this rocket tube out.
I guess he's like, looks like he's caulking it.
Since we've almost got this rocket tube out?
They're taking it out. I guess he's cutting. Wow.
Future science maintenance. Don't worry about it.
I've finished his brain. He's like, what the hell did you do? You removed all the rocket tubes. And Camilla was like, I'm helping. Instead of cleaning them.
You took them off. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I just got rid of them, so we never have to clean them again.
Okay, so well, at least some boy is like, they all have to be teched and cleaned as usual. So, okay, they're taking them off to clean them.
That's not...
I guess.
Cutting them.
Don't question the future. You just don't know how to do maintenance. I've never seen you working on a rocket.
A rocket tube. Yeah. Where do these... I guess this must be the ship.
Yeah.
Okay, we have no idea.
It's all right.
Okay, why is there a tube going parallel to it? Do you see that?
Rocket tube.
A tube. Rocket comes out of the tube? Do you know? It just goes straight into it.
Maybe they're just the tubes on the rocket.
Okay. They're inside of it.
We're analyzing this rocket tube cleaning much too thoroughly.
Move on.
There's a lot of pages here to go through.
And all of them are awesome.
It's true.
Okay.
So the next panel is Saturn Girl and Brainiac 5 and Cosmic Boy. And Saturn Girl and Brainiac 5 are inspecting the flying belts, which is very responsible, because you wouldn't want one of those to malfunction.
Good idea.
With someone in the air.
Yes.
So, and Cosmic Boy is... What's he doing?
Overhauling the weapons?
Doing? Oh, overhauling the weapons.
Is that a phaser?
They're random guns that every once in a while show up.
They kill people with? Yeah.
They don't talk about those, but they do keep them clean and orderly.
Clean and orderly. Not for use. I just have a theory that, like, every time we don't see them, just killing people.
Probably.
Left and right.
Probably. So Cosmic Boy is like, we're doing all this stuff just in time. The rest of the Legion will soon arrive for the annual rededication ceremony. Because I guess they do this every 10 minutes. every 10 minutes there's a ceremony of some sort.
There's a lot of ceremonies in the Legion. There's a lot of, let's see, what else are there? There's a lot of trophies, a lot of statues. Uh-huh. And a lot of bureaucracy and a lot of, like, celebration of themselves.
Yes, and now we know there's a lot of maintenance.
Yes.
And I like it because Cosmic Boy says they even painted the ships the Legion colors.
They're really ready to party.
I know, I'm like, what does that mean?
We're going to see them later, and they're not Legion-y colors.
What are the Legion colors?
Red and yellow?
Black are those and, the Legion
black
colors?
And gold?
I know it's the color of their spaceship, but...
Quiz for you, audience.
What are the Legion colors?
I say it's either yellow, I mean gold and red.
Or gold and black, I guess.
Or gold and black, because that's what their emblem is.
Or I guess every color.
Yeah. Who knows?
Oh, well.
But they're aliens, so I can't believe that they see the same color spectrum. Maybe that's why one is, like, yellow and black, and the other is, like, gold and red. They can't tell the difference.
Aww.
Superboy doesn't tell them. Okay. So, rededication, and for the rededication, they just, I guess it's more like, kind of like renewing your vows, literally, but not in a married way.
Your Legion vows.
Legion vows.
Yeah.
Married to the Legion.
Yeah. And they're all married to each other.
Look, a science police alarm on our monitor screen. So this is science police, this is the second, not the second.
Wait, what? No, wait. You just jumped, Hella.
I don't think it's important. We know what their vow is.
What? No, we have to at least say it happened. Skipper.
I just said it.
She's bad at this.
Renewed the vows.
You're just talking about them renewing their vows. Well, Superboy shows up. You don't even say that. You just said Superboy didn't tell them about their bad color scene.
Okay.
So, they're standing outside and Superboy shows up.
And Mono's like, we were afraid you'd forgotten.
You can't forget about time traveling to a point in time.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Every time they talk about time travel, I'm losing my mind. For this.
You could have forgotten forever, though. Just never, ever.
They could go and tell him! Oh, there's never right? a moment in which these people cannot remind one another of time-sensitive events, the ability to time travel.
Maybe he has to do it consecutively, so even if they remind him when he comes back, I guess they could.
You could just go there and be like, 5 minutes, show up.
Okay, go, okay. Wait, 5 minutes doesn't mean anything.
Well, you you said consecutively. So you're saying he has to tell him and he has to leave after
him. I'm saying consecutively in that every time he appears there, it has...
What are you going to say? You're going to make some time travel stuff?
Every time he appears there, it has to be consecutive in his life. Like, he can't appear there in, like, an... Okay, so let's say he shows up in May, their time, the next time he appears, if he appears in October, he can't go to, like, October and then go back.
He does that all the time.
To September.
In the comics.
But he shouldn't do that unconsecutively, because then he'll ruin the time, not that he cares. Never mind. Okay, so the science police call, and...
So in the middle of their ceremony, or right after they've done their little vows.
Yeah, a little bit later.
You don't want to hear their vows? What's up with you? It's like, I pledge always to use my superpower only for the good of all people and never for selfish purposes.
I feel like that vow has changed.
I know, me too.
Every time they do rededication, they're like, never mind about those old vows.
They have to keep rewriting them, okay?
Oh, there's no, like, killing of people mentioned in here.
So they can kill everyone? Is that what you mean?
Woohoo! Nice. We've changed the rules.
Didn't they cause, like, a children holocaust before? So they had to change
those
rules.
That wasn't them.
That wasn't them?
That was...
Oh, that was the other... That's
substitute.
Right.
Sorry, their Black Ops team.
I'm actually senile. I'll blame them for it, though, for not accepting them and then causing them to go off and murder people.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. It's just like, every time I get rejected, I go and murder someone. It's okay.
Now the science police call.
Now the science police call.
They interrupt their celebration.
Awesome helmets.
Yeah. You see the,
He does not match. Must be alien vision colors, because it doesn't match at all.
His red helmet and his green outfit?
It's like an orange helmet. It's not
even celebrate. Oh, in my book it looks very red.
Okay. Better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, more
Christmassy. Actually, you're right. It is red because it coordinates with
Superboy.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll give you red.
So, red helmet, green shirt policeman with a very angry face. Says, a mysterious masked raider is looting Metropolis. I don't know what is his voice, I'm sorry. He's using super magnetic powers such as only Cosmic Boy has.
A mysterious masked raider is looting Metropolis. He's using super magnetic powers such as only Cosmic Boy has.
You know, you fell out of that accent so fast.
Isn't he, isn't Cosmic Boy... Have we covered Cosmic Boy's background before? I can't remember what his background is.
I don't know.
These early-ass chapters.
I know. It's like I know his backstory, so I have absolutely no idea if we went over
it. If it's like the later version, then that is silly because everyone on this planet...
Oh, has those powers. Yeah, I don't know right now.
It's like, must be you, Cosmic Boy. Must be you.
But luckily, Super and Cosmic Boy are right there. Yeah. And so Super was like, but Cosmic Boy is right here.
But like, which, Science Police is looking at him.
I love that the Science Police called... Isn't he... I think the science police can see him.
You don't... Yeah, I'm saying, doesn't he...
Well, I just like that he calls to blame them immediately. The first words out of his mouth are like, Cosmic Boy! Like, Cosmic Boy!
God!
He's like, oh, he's right there. Okay, God. Well, you guys go fix it anyway, because for some reason we police don't do anything in this world. Superboy and Mon-El are like, well, we're really faster than you guys, so we're going to go there first. And Sunboy's like, okay, we'll use our belts and we'll be slower. So Mon-El and Superboy get there first. And what they see is our weird dominatrix man mask.
No, not
Dominator?
Dominator, yes.
That sounds
correct,
like...
Correct Latin.
We can't say Dominator, though.
Dominate.
Isn't that the name of somebody else?
No, but that's... No, I mean, in S&M...
Okay, well, let's not call him that. Okay, the Masked Creepy Man.
He's not called Masked Man. He's called...
Mask Man. Mask Man. I'm sorry, Mask Man. What? You guys, be more creative with your names.
It's bad.
Oh, well, there's a boy named Sunboy, so I guess they're not very creative with their names.
You know, English is a very complex language. I'm being serious.
For aliens?
You know, well, I'm saying, like, we have a really verbose language. I think we might have the most verbose language... Most words for other words. I saw that blank look in your eyes.
Most words. This is the part where I turn around and leave the room.
I mean, we have like a thesaurus and stuff specifically because we have too many fuck words. And other things on our planet don't have as many words for things. So it makes sense. Oh, wait, Superboy type. Never mind. Never mind. I was going to say Mon-El saying mask.
Oh, you're trying to say the alien.
Yes, he doesn't have that many words. Yes.
No, you're wrong.
Super genius.
Superboy just not smart.
No, he's a super genius, so Mask Man must be the...
Oh my gosh. But what this Mask Man is doing as they fly up is he's using his magnetism to pull all the, all like, vaults, like money-carrying vaults to himself.
Old-timey vaults.
Old-timey vaults. And
old-timey houses in the back.
So he says, to Mon-El, you go catch the vaults and I'll go deal with this Mask Man. This mysterious Mask Man.
Yeah.
Mask Man.
Mask.
Not masked.
Yeah.
Man.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad Superboy.
Superboy. But,
most. But every panel of this is great! You don't understand how much you lucked out, guys.
Yeah, so Superboy goes to grab the Mask Man, but to his surprise, this guy's really strong, and he, like, swats him away.
Yeah.
And Superboy is thinking, like, it's incredible! I'm using my full strength, but he's as strong as I am, or stronger!
Do you notice what's weird about what... not weird, but fucked up about what Superboy just said? He sees this guy.
Oh, I know! He's using his super strength. He was gonna grab this guy with the full extent of his strength, having absolutely no idea how strong his body, his weak... tiny sponge sugar body would be, because most people are probably sponge sugar bodies to him. He was just gonna kill this guy.
He's gonna, like, imagine if the full strength of Superboy grabbed you by the anywhere, he would just crushed it into oblivion. Nice. And his, like, let's say he grabbed him by the, I'm grabbing Kristen by the shoulder, you can't see it. And he grabs him by, like, the
liquefied.
Yeah, liquefied, turns into a diamond, so he has, like, a shoulder diamond than the rest of his arm.
But luckily, murder didn't happen today. Instead, this guy was really strong. And so the other Legionnaires, who were much slower, arrived just in time to see Superboy being thrown away in my favorite pose of the book, personally.
Oh, amazing.
Superboy's, like, flying backwards.
Cute.
With one leg thrown up, really, like, sprawl-legged, and the other one bent.
This is going to be in the, pictures that we include, yeah.
It's a pretty cute and strange position to be in to be thrown.
Yes.
But everyone's like, oh my god, his strength is... They're not saying, oh my god, but...
They never say that.
Yeah, I know. But
they love God.
I wish they'd say it.
They love only one god.
All these aliens. But they're like, wow, he's stronger than Superboy. Or at least he's as strong as Superboy.
That's great.
Like, Sendoid, use your light to dazzle him. And he's like, okay.
What's more, we don't really understand what Sun Boy's power is.
He dazzles everyone, obviously.
He's like the dazzler.
His power is hot, sometimes.
Okay,
and
it's bright.
But before Sun Boy can do so, Mask Man unlooses his powers.
Do you know why it's before? It's because Ultra Boy's like, do this really specific thing, Sun Boy, really loud.
He yells it really loud, and the Masked Man is like, well, I'll counter this.
I could have defeated him, honestly, because I wouldn't have yelled it.
Oh, not yelling your attacks before you do them, you think would help?
Yeah.
The Legion in general?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a tip, I would put this in their suggestion box.
You should write a book on how to fight.
Yeah.
And rule number one is don't yell your attacks before you do them.
Yes.
The Masked Man... starts radiating light. He was radiating super heat and light. And Superboy jumps in front of Shrinking Violet, which is cute.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I'm weak, shut up, spun body, cannot take.
Yeah.
And he shields her.
You know who he doesn't jump in front of?
Sunboy?
No. Sunboy makes sense.
He's just in that panel looking really distressed about it.
The Saturn girl.
She's somewhere else. Who cares about her?
She's like right below him.
No, she floated down.
Okay.
She was smart enough to get away.
She's smart enough to use Z-axis.
So, Mask Man says, I'm not only invulnerable, I have every superpower you Legionnaires have among you, and some extra powers you don't. Why is Sunboy, speaking of Sunboy, why is he shying away from the light?
He doesn't wear sunglasses.
Shouldn't it not affect him?
Yeah, good point.
I would think, unless I guess this guy's power is even greater than his, to some extent that makes the hot hurt him, who it shouldn't hurt.
Okay.
Whatever. Moving on.
Bad comic, this bad.
Mask Man, I have to very carefully say it because I want to say Mask.
I know.
then proceeds to show them many of his powers, because you can't brag and say that you have all the powers the Legionnaires have and more without showing them.
He's huge.
I don't... Is he?
Yeah, look at Superboy.
I don't think he's supposed to be huge, because he's... Superboy. No, I think it's just perspective done strangely. Because he's behind him. He's further away. He's behind his knee.
Oh, he's like the tiniest sliver.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we see, as Masked Man proceeds to show all his many awesome powers, Superboy's a little bit further back, floating and looking concerned. But so he demonstrates, and he says, I can hurl lightning bolts like Lightning Lass, and I can make myself invisible like Invisible Kid. And I have the super strength, super speed, and X-ray vision of Superboy, too. And Superboy's like, oh, my God. He's like, he's using my own X-ray vision. I'm using my own X-ray vision, and I can see this masked man is secretly wearing stilts to conceal his true size. This is where the story just takes a complete left turn, and we're like, huh?
Yeah. If you had heard us reading this...
It's like silence in the room, and then just one at a time, different noises of like, what? Huh?
Oh, no.
So, this is one of those moments where it's like, So, Superboy...
It gets offensive.
Yeah, it gets offensive. So Superboy's like, if I can remove these weird stilts, we might get a clue to who he really is, which I thought was a strange concept in general.
It helps. It does help.
It does help in this weird story.
So
but
it doesn't make sense. No, actually, later it doesn't really make sense.
So, yeah. So as Superboy uses his heat vision and burns away the secret stilts, so he's burning this guy's legs off with his heat vision because he's got fake legs, fake longer legs on his smaller legs. And Sunboy says, why? He's short. A doll-sized man who wore stilt legs to make himself look big.
Doll-sized.
Yeah. Well, Sunboy's like, with all those terrific powers, he's still only a midget in size.
Only a midget.
Guys, I'm getting uncomfortable. And it is narration. As the whole city, looking up, laughs at the revelation. So the city is laughing because this guy's short. And this guy's not happy about it.
In the future, they don't give a shit about short people. That's horrible.
I guess. Well, we've established
that. Is he short or... Ultra Boy says he's a midget, but...
Yeah, he...
A small person.
Yeah, he is shorter than them.
Is he a small... Like, a little person or is he, like... Proportionally, he's like... Okay. I'll give him little person. Okay.
But, now this guy's upset because everyone is literally laughing at him. There's a word bubble coming from the city below.
From two different places.
That is like, haha, look at the little doll man who tried to raid Metropolis.
The buildings themselves are laughing.
Funniest thing I ever saw. They said, this guy who just had every freaking power possible, who's being quite successful at kicking their butts, they're laughing at him because he's short.
I would not laugh at the really powerful guy.
Yeah, so this guy, he doesn't take it well.
Yeah.
And he's like, you Legionnaires have made me a laughingstock. You'll pay dearly for this, just as you took a vow today, which, why did he know that? Anyway, like, I now take a vow that that I will destroy every member of the Legion one by one.
So I thought his vow was already in effect because he just straight up attacked them.
Yeah.
For no reason. Oh, he was stealing. Okay, yeah. I got you. Okay, oh. And then
he was just trying to steal and they were interrupting. Now he's going to kill them.
Now he's so... Okay, because they got him to be insulted. Okay.
They got the whole city to laugh at him. So I'd be mad, personally, if I was a really crazy superpower guy who happened to be short.
Would you kill all of the Legion?
I might. They're kind of jerks, you know.
Okay, in general, the Legion should get a task.
In this guy's situation... Had they caused this strange reaction to my awesome powers? Maybe.
Okay. We decided that they do deserve to die.
Yeah.
For calling him a midget.
And indeed, immediately, Ultra Boy will be killed.
No sensitivity training in the Legion.
He turns loose a terrible and unexpected superpower. And he is shooting Ultra Boy with fuzzy lines.
Freezing power.
Yes, and it is his super freezing power. And Ultra Boy's like, cold, paralyzing me, killing me, oh, and he is dead. And someone was like, Ultra Boy was instantly frozen. He's not in suspended animation, nor in a coma. He's dead.
So yeah. Dead.
Tiny Girl's like, oh no. And everybody looks upset.
Superboy looks so cute. Except for Chameleon Boy, who was just a dead, dead,
like a
thousand mile stare there.
He's in shock.
He's not even looking.
He's in shock.
I like how Sunboy looks really sad.
I know.
And Ultra Boy looks so little.
Like, Santa Girl always looks sad. When they make her sad, she looks so sad every time they make her sad.
When people die, it's weird how she looks really sad when people are dead.
I know. But I just mean they make her look sadder than everyone else whenever she is sad.
This is a sad scene.
Yeah.
So. A lot of things happen that kind of bum me out. Kristen was just like...
I was laughing.
Because she didn't give a shit.
Because things are funny. But Superboy's like, nothing can restore him to life, but we can deal justice to his murderer.
It's cool.
He's flying away after him.
Superboy's gonna fuck him up. Nobody kills Superboy.
Where did they
put
the body at this time? Put him on the ground. That's gonna have to. No, but. Well, okay. Just Superboy and Ma go after him. So I guess the other guys just help.
Okay, got it.
But as Masked Man zooms high into the air, he strikes again. And he's using his matter creating power. And he turns, I guess, air. Right?
Yeah.
Into kryptonite.
He just creates it. He's not turning.
Oh, matter creation. I'm sorry. I forgot.
God, why can't you follow this?
I'm sorry.
There is so much in this issue.
So, I'm sorry.
You're not ready.
Because doesn't he have a. Is it only matter creating? I thought he could change things.
Element Love's not in this
too.
Issue.
No, I thought he could. Change thing. I guess I was misunderstanding this power. I thought he was doing what Element Lad does. I didn't know he was creating something out of nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so he makes green kryptonite, and Superboy's immediately like, I'm dying.
Mono's like, whatever.
Yeah, Mono is indeed like, whatever. And he's like, I'll sweep it away, and he throws it away. But while he was trying to not let Superboy die, the bad guy got away. And they're like, his powers are really awesome. and he swore he'd use them to destroy us all. We better consult with the rest of the Legion quickly. So they all go back, and you see the sad glass coffin that now Ultra Boy is in.
Cried a little.
Before they do anything, they have to have a sad ceremony. Yeah.
They got priorities.
Yeah.
They like him.
Yeah. And Santa Girl's like, Ultra Boy, the second of us to die since our Legion was founded. Lightning Lad was the first, in case you forgot.
Yeah. Every issue after the Lightning Lad death, they remind you.
Yeah.
Lightning Lad, he's dead. Remember that? It's like, they're not even having it in conversations.
At least someone is dead here.
Okay,
so I'm just like, everyone's time for breakfast. Lightning Lad is dead. But, so a Bouncing Boy is like, and who knows which one of us will be next.
You
it's like, thanks,
boy.
Bouncing Boy. Thanks. It's already a downer moment. Someone just died. And he's like, the rest of us, too.
He is bringing it back to the matter at question, the important matter at question.
No, he's just a downer. Yeah. That's called negativity. That they don't need at that moment.
It's a cool sort of cinematic thing that they're trying in the next panel.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, in the clubhouse that night, as a storm thunders overhead, as if an ominous warning, .. there is held in the... Tensus.
There is held the tensest council in the Legion's history.
Yes. And Masked Man will use his incredible powers to pick us off one by one if we don't get him first and stop him. And Superboy's like, Chameleon Boy's right. Not like that. Chameleon Boy's right. We're fighting now for self-preservation. So they must kill him. We must find out where he comes from and how he acquired those powers. No, you must stop him first. Brainiac 5, he's so cute.
I know, he's really cute this panel. Maybe even cuter because he's standing in front of like cute tiny pictures of planets and
space.
And space.
Cute.
So Brainiac 5 is pointing at a space map, I guess. And he probably has it in his science collection of things.
It looks like hand drawn.
Oh. It is hand drawn, it's a comic.
Yeah, okay. But they didn't have CG. Painted.
Brainiac 5 says,
okay.
There's only one world where people are as small as Masked Man. The so-called doll world in this part of space.
He could just be a small dude from any place.
He could have been a child, too. Like, he could have, there's a lot of different answers here other than jumping to.
Good point.
And he didn't, and mind you, it might just be in the perspective of flying, of floating around as they were. But he did not actually get that small when they took off those legs. But whatever, sure. Somehow.
Only this planet.
Has people this short.
Is where he's from. But, maybe in the future they made everyone, like...
Tall.
The same size?
I don't know.
Eugenics. Fucked up.
And then I like when I was like, that's the direction he was heading for when we pursued him. He was like still in, you know, Earth's atmosphere. He could have been going anywhere, but whatever.
Never mind that.
So Superboy's like, then we'll look for him on the Doll World. Every Legionnaire will be needed in this fight. Oh my god.
That's so offensive. It sounds like the so-called. They sound. Sorry. Brainiac 5 says the so-called Doll World. That Doll World. That means that it's not called that by the people who live there.
They just. Everybody else is just a jerk and calls it that.
Brainiac 5's like, offensive. So offensive. <That's>
Oh.
So.
They're bad at naming things. I think we just said this.
So, remember how they said that they painted the ships in Legion colors? They didn't.
Oh, yeah, well, they say, some boys say they have to take both ships, so yeah. I guess they only have two ships.
Yeah, so how do they, these are just and silver.
They're both just silver. Well, I guess the Legion colors are this silver.
Are silver, okay.
Or something. Yeah, the ships are flying off, and it says, up through storms, the knight screamed two swift spaceships, carrying the entire Legion on its life or death mission. Later, approaching the planet known as the Doll World, so now the bubbles are coming out of the ship. The ship is talking.
Yes.
I'll assume the ship itself is talking.
Hello, Legion.
There are two cities of the Doll Folk, one on each side of those mountains, Superboy. And that's Superboy, I assume, is saying. Then land secretly in the mountains. We've got to use extreme caution, for Maskman is a deadly foe.
I like how on the planet from space you can see the mountains.
I know, it's awesome. They're pretty far away in this picture, but you can see the mountains and you can see the two cities, I'm assuming they can see it. It's awesome because it just looks like, you know, like the little Prince Matter Space's planet.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. So it's a very small planet because they're doll people and they don't need a big planet, I guess.
Excuse me. That is like a sad ass story, little Prince.
Oh, no.
I don't even want to think about it right now.
Diverge!
man, bum me out.
Oh. So they land and.
I like this concept. Is it going to use? Next. This is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they land and they're like, okay, we've got to search, but this guy's really deadly, so we have to be careful. We have to be secretive. And Invisible Kid is like, well, I can be invisible, obviously.
No.
And
I've headband boy.
And Shrinking Violet's like, awesome, you're right, Invisible Kid, you are in fact invisible. And she's like, Chameleon Boy and me can be small. Because, mm-hmm. you know, she's Shrinking Violet and he is super, I'm sorry, how do they refer to his power all the time? Super disguise.
Yeah. Disguise.
His super disguise power lets him also be small. So they make themselves the size of the people.
That description.
Of the doll folk.
Of his powers is growing on me, I gotta say.
Super disguise.
Yeah.
It's tangibly very correct. It is a super disguise each time.
So Shrinking Violet, looking adorable,
yeah.
comes up to this little, literally a little lady. And is like, have you...
Oh, well, they split up.
Oh.
You were jumping too much.
I'm trying to get through.
Chameleon Boy and Shrinking Violet are going to go search one city, and the rest of them are going to go search another city. And Chameleon Boy and Shrinking Violet split up. And he's like, you go that way, and I'll go this way. So Shrinking Violet comes upon a little lady who's also cute. And for some reason, they're drawn really cute.
Yeah.
Little heads. They look like normal people, by the way. They're just, I guess, supposed to be smaller in overall stature.
Her little legs they look, are kind of short.
But only a little bit. Like, they look, you know, yeah. I wouldn't think anything was strange seeing this.
No, doll planet.
Oh.
Doll planet.
But either way, they both have very cute heads. Shrinking Violet asks if this doll folk has heard of a doll man with powers. And she's like, no, but Ak-Aru, the scientist, is the wisest man of our people and can tell you if anyone can. He lives there. She just points me out.
So on this panel, I was like, I know who the Mask Man is. And then the next one, I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, I heard you say that. I'm like, in dead silence, she's like, I know who it is. Oh, never mind. It's like one panel to the next. So Shrinking Violet goes to Ak-Aru's house, and a little old scientist man answers the door. And he's like, yes, I'm Ak-Aru, the scientist. I know all about that doll man who has such awful superpowers. And Shrinking Violet's like, you do? Where can I find him?
How I figured out that he was the S&M dude was that he's wearing the exact same
outfit. Shrinking Violet is not very observant.
No.
Is because this little old scientist man, Ak-Aru, is wearing that guy's outfit,
yeah.
Totally. But so he rips off his fake old man head. And I like that he is got a mask on top of a mask here. Mask on top of a mask is one of my favorite things. So
mask on top of a mask.
Yep.
Maskception.
No, not Masception. So he's got his horrible S&M mask on underneath this old man mask. And you can see real old man tied up behind him in the house. Shrinking Violet should have just looked a tiny bit harder in general. Yeah. She would have seen his matching, his outfit and the old man right behind him. But she didn't. And she's like, you are Mask Man. You tied up the real Ak-Aru. Must run, tell the others, she thinks desperately, wildly, with such a look of concern. But she's too late, for he uses his, like, lightning and totally kills her. So,
kills her so hard.
Yeah, she's like, and his super lightning struck her, and she is dying. Aww. And a chameleon boy runs up because he heard the lightning.
Now he looks concerned.
Now he looks super concerned. And he's like, Shrinking Violet dead. Mask Man must have done this. And he picks her up, and he's like, I'll take her body back to the others and warn them that Mask Man is in this city. And then it cut, and you see, like, Masked Man's ominous face in profile, like he's, like, watching Chameleon Boy try and carry off Shrinking Violet. So we cut to the other group of people who were searching the other city and by their ships right now, because I guess
they weren't searching.
Oh, who? Wait, where did Invisible Kid go, then? Was he searching the other city?
Yeah.
Wasn't this planned that there are two cities?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They just sent Invisible Kid by himself? Okay, I guess they didn't have anyone else who could be disguised.
Yes.
I guess that's fair. So, you see someone flying up with a Shrinking Violet, and...
Oh, he's really little.
Is he?
Snap.
What? Where? Oh, okay. Well, that's later. You jumping ahead.
Okay.
So, you see somebody flying up a Shrinking Violet's body, and a Superboy, Saturn Girl, Bouncing Boy, and Sun Boy are sitting there looking up, and they're like, Chameleon Boy is carrying Shrinking Violet. She looks dead. And
Superboy doesn't super look at Chameleon Boy's face there.
No. And Saturn Girl's like, wait, I'm using my telepathic... No. Yeah, telepathic power to read his mind. That isn't Chameleon Boy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wait.
I'd run the
fuck away.
She's
been able to read his mind this whole time?
Just when he's close enough.
She couldn't figure out... I mean, wasn't part of this that they don't know who he is?
Oh!
Why did the telepath go out to find him in the city? Whatever. Okay, so... For some reason, I was like, you know, every time someone has a mask on, I assume for some reason it's blocking telepathic powers. Because that happens so much. But no, just she didn't think to do this before. But anyway.
She can't be smart every time.
Oh. So, Mask Man is the one carrying Shrinking Violet, and he lands and just drops her dead body there.
Aww.
He is, in fact, very small. And he's like, right, I killed her. And then when Chameleon Boy started out of the city with her body, I followed him and used my element-changing power to turn the air around him to deadly gas. Okay, he does have element-less power. So he can also, he can turn one matter into another matter, but he can also just make stuff out of nothing.
Element Mallet is not here. He just...
Yeah, he's
left.
Not here.
He's just like...
He's being sad somewhere, probably.
Hiding.
But...
But you... Element's whole planet died, and now all his little friends are gonna die.
You just get sad about everything. So we see the flashback of when Masked Man used poison deadly gas. We see Chameleon, like, trying to hold up dead Shrinking Violet, but he's gasping in this purple smoke. And he's like, the air has suddenly turned to poison. I'm choking. Dying. So then he died. So Shrinking Violet and Chameleon, both dead.
Aww.
So,
he is making short work of these Legionnaires.
That was a short pun.
Oh, shit! I wish that was on purpose.
You could have pretended. You could just re-record this part and pretend you did it on purpose.
I'm a genius.
Awesome. So, then actually this panel's really cute. Even it's not, but it is. So, Masked Man is like, you'll never thought cast again, Saturn Girl. I'll use your own telepathic receiving power to kill you. I will project a super telepathic command ordering you to die. And he's like, some beams are coming out of his eyes, which is him using his mind powers.
Wow.
And so Saturn Girl, the reason this panel's really cute is because Saturn Girl looks really crazy cute.
Yeah.
She's like, dazed looking, kind of, and in profile.
Guns? Just shoot the fuck out of this bitch. Oh, I guess he's super powerful.
Yeah, he's invulnerable.
Okay.
But Saturn Girl looks really cute here because she's getting like wobbly and dazed. And this is my favorite like two panels in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because Superboy's running up and he's like, knock her out, Brainiac 5. If she's unconscious, she won't be able to receive any telepathic commands. So in the next panel, Brainiac 5 is just clocking her upside the
right
face.
Just jacks her right
it's
in the
great.
Face.
It's great. And then everyone else is trying to use their powers on Mask Man. And he's like, ha ha, some boy's heat radiance is as harmless to me as lightning lasses bolts. I can kill more of you right now, but I want you to suffer a while as I suffered when you made me laughed at. Okay, sorry, that sentence was Fraser. Sometimes
weird.
I lose the train of thought because I think he's going to say something else.
Yeah,
but
it's weird words.
Yeah, so I just, you have to make sure you post this panel where Brainiac 5 jacks her in the face.
I definitely am. He's like, damn.
He was really prepared to jack her in the face, too. Immediate reaction.
He's like, that's always what he's planning to do to Saturn Girl, apparently.
So, Masked Man runs off, not because he can be defeated by them, but because he wants them to suffer.
That is mean.
Yeah. And, Superboy hurls a rock at him as he's flying away. And,
I was like, what? In this yeah. They always trick me.
And Masked Man is like, throwing big rocks at me is childish, Superboy, and useless. Suffer, Legionnaire, suffer while you wonder whose doom comes next.
Suffer!
And, Brainiac 5 is holding dead Shrinking Violet, and Cosmic Boy is holding dead Chameleon Boy.
She lost her shoes in this somehow.
She was dragged about. She doesn't have her shoes over, like, way on earlier.
Oh, right.
She lost her shoes right when she died, I guess.
Doll folk and do not wear shoes.
Yeah, I don't know. No, this lady, I can see the bottom of a shoe. Hmm. So, I don't know. She collapsed to the ground. Heels come off easily. I assume they just fell off. So,
great.
So, Brainiac 5 is like, he's gone and we've no way to track him. And Superboy's like, we do have a way. That rock I hurled at him was radioactive, and it smeared radioactive dust on him when it shattered. That's why I did it. Your radioactive compasses can point to wherever he goes.
Superboy's like, nah, dog, I got covered.
There's a lot of radiation in space. In general. But that's all right.
Maybe this is extra.
Extra more than space?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll buy that.
Yes.
So, they run off to try and follow this guy with their radioactive compass.
Mm-hmm.
And they fly through this amazing place.
Yeah.
It's one of the wonders of the universe. It's the Mount Rushmore of space.
Nice.
It's like, these asteroids are carved into the heads of famous people of the entire universe. So you see a bunch of giant floating heads, and their two ships are going between them. That's pretty awesome.
Totally. Like, I can't.
Why wouldn't they call this weird space alien thing the Rushmore of space?
Oh, good point. I just got so tired by this channel. I'm like, I don't.
Lady, we got a whole other part. There's still one more page of this part.
Oh, that's right. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Gets better. Every panel is better than the last.
Yeah. Okay, so keep in mind, they were in two ships because they all didn't fit in one.
Yes.
So as they're flying through the Rushmore of space, suddenly, as the two Legion ships race headlong, you see a giant asteroid with Masked Man's face on it appear in front of one of the ships.
Yeah.
And the other ship is saying, look, the asteroid suddenly appeared in front of our other ship. Masked Man used his power of creating matter to make it materialize. Like, there's no time for our other ship to swerve. They'll crash. And indeed, the other ship just blows the frick up. Just blows up.
Vaporizes.
Yeah.
And they're like, impact.
It's the end of our fellow Legionnaires in that ship. Triplicate Girl. Yeah. Element Lad. What? I guess he was there. Element Lad.
Oh.
Phantom Girl.
They just chilled in the ship.
They and the others in it are dead.
Man.
And so the lone surviving ship is like, Master Man's powers are too much for us. He's destroying us one after another, just as he threatened. That's what you get from making fun of a short guy.
Wow.
Everyone is dead now. Way to go, you kind of mean teenagers.
You should learn a lesson after this.
They probably won't, though.
No, they won't.
So,
literally, they won't.
They won't. And so it cut to inside of the ship. And Superboy's like, we've got to defeat him somehow. Masked Man must have some secret vulnerability. Mm. And we have to keep alive until we discover what it is.
He's so sad.
And Monel's like, but how can we? He'll go on using his terrific powers to wipe us out. And then the ship at large, as it goes away, says,
just give up at this point. That's why I'm not a Legionnaire.
And you're not in the future.
Yeah.
And, like, and you don't have any powers. There's only one chance. We'll build the greatest citadel of all time to defend ourselves against Masked Man until we learn how to fight him. Head for an uninhabited planet where we can make our last stand for life.
This plan is... I can't plan for any... I cannot see where any of this is going at any point. This is a pretty good story in that respect.
Yeah, and that I have no idea what's going on or why.
Never have any idea what could possibly come next. They surprise me. So many twists and turns. Yeah.
So that was the end of part one.
Yeah.
Is this lone ship flying away to try and survive and build a citadel.
Too sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
So on to part two of this two-part death-filled adventure.
It's crazy!
Yeah. So we have another little opity splash page and another introduction boxy thing. It says, the incredible has happened and more than half of the great legion of superheroes are dead. And across the universe, the hatred of their most relentless enemy pursues them, striking at them with terrible superpowers. Finally, the astounding identity of their ruthless foe is exposed, but only after the tragic last stand of the Legion. So, their plan was to make a citadel, so I guess that's what they're going to do.
Is that a good plan?
I can't tell. I don't know. If a guy with every power was trying to kill me super hard, I might build a house.
Just fucking give up. That's why I'm a Legion.
So the little splash teaser page for it shows the Legion standing there, and I guess they're in the Citadel in this splash page. And,
there's like zombies, except there's only one dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this guy's a zombie?
Yeah, it's messed up.
Sort of. But, the voice is yelling at them from above. Even here, in the mightiest Citadel of all time, you remaining Legionnaires cannot stop me from using my deadly powers to finish you. And Mon-El says, Mass-Man has found us! We're doomed! So, that has not happened yet, but that is what it's telling us will happen.
There's a weird stray hair going on.
Yeah, Mon-El's got old man hair problems.
That's why he's so worried. Got old man hair.
Yeah, for some reason it's probably just in stray lines, but we're both like, what's on his forehead?
I can't believe they didn't edit that out for the printed version.
I don't think they looked at these very hard.
Okay, try. True.
Yeah.
True.
So, but anyway, Mon-El's sporting some awesome hair in his terror.
Yeah.
So, come back to the story, which was them going to find an uninhabited planet. So, defeated, desperate, for the first time in their history, the Legion of Superheroes retreats. And a little ship is, like, finding a planet.
He retreated before, right?
I don't know. I was trying to remember. They might have just kept fighting stupidly.
Why do we care about
history? So, the ship is saying, this planet near the Mount Rushmore of space is totally uninhabited. Here we can build our defensive citadel. It's our only chance. So, they land, and,
it's too sad.
Yeah. So, they want to build a stronghold that will, you know, stave off Math Man.
Just like layers and layers and layers between them.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. So, Superboy looks real determined, and Saturn Girl looks super worried. And she's like, oh, it seems hopeless. His powers are so terrific. I know we can never overcome him. So many of us are already dead.
Sunboy has, like, Thousand Monster.
Well, then Sunboy is like, even if we are doomed, are we going to die without even fighting? Is this to be the end of the Legion's great history?
Yes.
And in my mind, he's shaking her. He didn't shake her, though. He's just talking at her.
Slaps her.
And Santa
Girl's like, five knocks her out again. I'm like, what? Wait! Stop it!
And Santa Girl's like, you're right, Sunboy. Grief for our dead comrades overcame me, but it won't happen again. We'll start building the Citadel. So this is the moment when Saturn Girl made her heart cold and steel.
Dead inside.
So, Superboy and Mon-El begin by drilling down into the core of the planet, tunneling.
Ah, you caught it!
I did. I was even thinking, like, did they dig in this? I was like, oh, they did.
They did.
Thank God they had to make a citadel to stop from being murdered.
Sweet.
So he's like, Mon-El, this super strong metal we saw with our X-ray vision is the first material we need. I'll dig it out and you take it to the surface. And Mon-El's flying it away.
They can detect super strong metal.
Yeah. What's great is, like, okay, I can get behind the logic of building a citadel and wanting to make it out of really strong metal, but this guy can turn anything into anything.
Oh, good
right?
point.
Yeah. Right? Not that exactly comes into play, but I'm just saying.
I'm scared.
They could have made it out of spun sugar and kisses for all this guy cares. But,
I would have liked that issue.
Yeah. Yeah. So, then you see Colossal Boy, and he uses his unique superpower of growing huge, and he becomes a giant. He's being a giant blacksmith. And Sunboy's helping. He's making the metal really, really hot. And Colossal Boy's hammering it with his thing. And everybody's working together. Real good teamwork. And they're making giant, really well-formed plates of metal. Because I guess that Colossal Boy really was a blacksmith in his life. Because he's a really nicely made. And everybody's flying and putting them together. And
I would like that if, like, that was his backstory.
Blacksmith.
Yeah, cute.
And Superboy and Mon-El are using their super strength to use super pressure to fuse the metal together.
Sure.
And like, how negative Bouncing Boy is. He's like, if only Mass Man doesn't strike again before we finish. Jesus.
Scary.
I'm just saying.
And he doesn't, don't worry.
He doesn't, but this all Bouncing Boy contributes to this issue is the pointing out really negative things that could happen.
The Citadel they make pretty crazy.
It's pretty nice. It's huge.
Man, they got, like, spikes and
why
shit
Why isn't this what Legion Tower looks like was my first thought.
Oh, good point.
Their house is a tiny, tiny rocket butt. And then they just built a giant citadel in, like, a few hours.
Maybe they don't have that much real estate.
Maybe. They're in the city, sort of, okay. Or on a desert wasteland, really or by a forest.
Real estate taxes, high real estate costs.
So, spurred by desperation, their soon towers the mightiest citadel ever seen.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's like, it's awesome in its strength. Surely even masked man can't reach us inside this, which doesn't seem right, but whatever.
Sure.
And Superboy is like, his powers are unlimited, remember. We have to devise every defensive weapon we can to resist him.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So, soon, with the Citadel completes, Colossal Boy is like, I'll be the gatekeeper of the Citadel, and no one will force this gate, because he's huge, so thank God the Citadel has a giant door. A giant door.
Man, make
giant,
a tiny door.
I know.
Well, with that key. Use the key business. Oh, that giant key. Oh, he doesn't have that technology yet. That's when he's big.
Okay.
It's when Superboy's big.
But, so Colossal Boy's going to guard the giant gate with his giant body.
But the Legionnaire should have done. I was like, I got this idea. I'm not going to say where I got it from.
Oh, yeah, just pretend the giant key idea is there. So, Superboy's like, we've installed automatic alarms that'll ring if anyone tries to enter. But there's one more precaution I want to take. Invisible Kid, you must act as our unseen sentry, patrolling all the corridors and chambers of the Citadel. And Invisible Boy's kid's slowly disappearing. He's like, I'll make myself invisible now and stay that way. Good job.
So, kind of an idea.
Yeah. All
right.
And then in the laboratory deep in the Citadel, I like that they made a laboratory.
Oh, like Rain and Buzz, like, I got this.
Yeah, I'm doing this room. You guys build the rest of the Citadel.
Fuck you guys.
So, you see Mon-El, Brainiac 5, and Saturn Girl. And Mon-El says, Masked Man's powers seem beyond anything science knows. How can we find a defense against them? And Brainiac 5 says, maybe we can find a scientific way to neutralize his powers. Like, what have you been doing this whole time, Brainiac 5? I would have hoped you would have been trying to do that.
Making lab.
All right.
You don't have time. You gotta make the lab and then make this thing.
But it'll be difficult.
He's been busy jacking Saturn Girl.
Yeah, he's got to jack Saturn Girl in the face. And he says, I'm practicing that, I guess.
Come here.
So he may have powers we don't even know about yet. And
Saturn Girl's boob going too much into the armpit area.
A little bit. Interesting shading. It's alright.
Space boob.
It's alright. Her face is cute.
She's got three.
No.
Fucking
she's
totally
an alien.
Recall.
She can have as many boobs as she wants.
That's true.
So
fucked up.
So cuts to outer space. It says, fateful words, for at this moment, Masked Man is using an unsuspected power in his
and
deadly campaign against the Legion.
Yeah, where is he?
He's in the Rushmore of space, of course.
Of course.
He's using reverse magnetic power. He's like, he's pushing these heads, these metal heads, towards their citadel, which he already knows exists. Because this guy really knows the Legion's business.
Yeah, like, he could have just followed him.
I don't know. He knew about their ceremony before they even came upon him. But anyway,
it'll all make sense.
He's really up on current events.
Yeah.
I like his. This will help the cat and mouse game I'm playing as I kill them one by one. Mm. So he's hurling these metal things at their little citadel that they've just built. And you see Colossal Boy pointing and looking extremely alarmed. And I love his outfit every time because he's got stars on his gloves.
Yeah,
and it's really cute. And it doesn't really make any sense with what he does. He turns into a giant. It has nothing to do with stars, but that's all right.
Space Sheriff.
Yeah, it's cute. And the mighty voice of Colossal Boy sounds an alarm. And he's like, the Mount Rushmore of space asteroids. They've moved out of their orbits and are falling on the Citadel.
That's
Superboy,
up.
Mon-El, come quick.
He's just like fucking up a national.
Yeah.
Not a national, like a space treasure.
Universal.
Yeah.
So you see, this is a cute picture too, though, because he's pointing, he's so alarmed, and these giant heads are, like, coming at them. So Mon-El and Superboy fly outside, and they're, like, trying to bash them away, and,
this is so sad!
Yeah, and they're like, some of the asteroids are falling wide of us. It's like, Sunboy and Lightning Lass are using their powers to destroy the ones that get past us. So you see Sunboy and Lightning Lass, and Sunboy is melting them, and Lightning Lass is making them blow up. She is more effective than he is, because his is slow and melty, and hers is, like, blowing stuff up. And but then you see Colossal Boy's head looking over, and he's like, that third asteroid will hit Lightning Lass, though.
No.
I've got to shield her. So he jumps in.
I can't lose another lightning person.
Yeah. In a final act of self-sacrifice, and you see giant Colossal Boy, and he runs in front of his face, and it smacks into him, and he's I love this panel because he's like, this is what I started laughing at. And she's like, how can you be laughing?
You cruel, heartless person.
He's like gently pushing the very tiny lining last away. Oh. But it looks a bit like a butt pat. And so I started laughing. But it's a very cute panel because she's like, she's so little and he's running, and she's running and his giant hand is like, you know, because he'd have to be trying to be careful because she's so small.
He jacks her in the face.
He didn't jack her in the face. Oh my gosh. So it's very sad, and somebody's like, oh my gosh, so the thing's hitting Colossal Boy, and Lightning Lass is like, he pushed me out of the way. And then Lightning Lass is crying really hard because Colossal Boy is dead.
We need to make a giant coffin right now.
No.
Not really.
They don't have time for giant coffins right now.
Not this time.
But they repel the asteroid attack, so that's good. But at least that stopped. At least giant heads aren't raining down on them right now. But then you hear a, help, hurry! And Superboy's looking over, and he's like, something's wrong inside the Citadel. And it cuts inside the Citadel, and Brainiac 5 is leaning over Cosmic Boy. And Brainiac 5's like, Cosmic Boy, I found him like this, killed as though by a charge of super electricity. His body is still warm. Mm-hmm. So Cosmic Boy's just dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Superboy's like, then Masked Man has just been here. He used the asteroid attacks so we wouldn't hear the alarms ringing when he slipped into the Citadel.
Mm-hmm.
And then Superboy's yelling, because remember, Invisible Kid's somewhere. And he's like, Invisible Kid, where are you? Did you see anyone slip in? And a voice from nowhere says, I'm right here. I saw no one but Masked Man. But Masked Man might have slipped in when I ran out to where Colossal Boy had been struck. And
that's like, not what you're supposed to do.
He was concerned about his friend who's now dead.
I'm going to hit him. Like, what the hell are you doing? Just Radio 5 comes out of nowhere, jacks him in the face.
He didn't see anything. That's, he was so concerned.
Terrible. What? Monel's hair is doing that shit again.
It is. In this panel, Monel also has interesting hair.
Don't.
It must just be a repeated. Or, you know what? I wonder if they were meaning to color his hair lower.
Oh.
It's the edge of his
puffier
hair.
That's what it is.
And it's just not colored to his skin, so he looks like he has a bit of a comb over, but a weird one that's across the front of his forehead. But anyway.
I'm shaking my head no right
it's
now.
It's alright. Hair color mess up. But, so you see the remaining Legionnaires right now, which are Sunboy, Santa Girl, Lightning Lass, Bouncing Boy, Brainiac 5, Mon-El, and Superboy. And they all look very, very concerned. And it's like, the Masked Man is right here inside the Citadel. He'll kill us one by one if we don't find him, says Superboy. And Mon-El is saying, he boasted he had all our powers. With his power of super disguise, he could kill one of us and take that one's place. One of us might now really be Masked Man. They're like, oh, snap, can't trust each other. For the first time ever, the Legionnaires look at each other with suspicion. And Superboy says, we must stay in pairs or groups, so no one of us will be free to act secretly if that one is really Masked Man. And Brainiac 5 says, Saturn Girl and I will return to our laboratory to work out a defense against Masked Man.
Just us.
Yeah, just us. They bonded through jacking in the face.
Aww.
So now they're friends. Later in the laboratory, you see Brainiac 5, and he's tinkering with something. And Saturn Girl's helping by standing behind his chair.
Just in case he gets stressed out and has to hit her.
Yeah.
I do this when I'm upset. It's okay.
So he says, this reverser instrument, when we complete it, could reverse the powers Masked Man uses and turn them against himself. But then a voice is saying from off screen, you'll never complete it. It's time for you two to die. And Brainiac 5 is like, you posing as one of us, you're really Masked Man. And Saturn was looking over really concerned. And they're like, oh my gosh, so there's someone here that they're not showing us, and they're really concerned. And the voice that we can't see who's saying it is Masked Man, but he's looking like someone that we're not being allowed to see.
Someone they know.
He's like, yes, and I'll show you another of my superpowers, the power of causing any substance to explode. That's a pretty good power, I have to say. I want that power.
So good. Yeah. I'd use it every day.
Yeah. It's like, next moment, and it's just like...
You'd use it on, like, little old ladies during Christmas.
I would. I'm sorry, little old ladies, but don't cut me in line at Christmas.
Kristen has this, like, vendetta against, like...
Without fail, a little old lady who's only pretending to the little old lady niceness of it will get in line at the mall and pretend she doesn't see, like, the 12 people deep line and just, like, walk up. And everyone will just stare, but I will yell at her.
You're like, get the fuck out.
No, I don't yell like that.
I wish.
But then they always react really angrily when I say there's a line, because they'll be like, I've been here. And it's like, no, you haven't.
Anna.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing. I've had that conversation like 5 times in my life. Like every Christmas.
That is a holiday tradition.
Yeah. Even last Christmas I was like, I didn't yell at an old lady this Christmas. Awesome. And then I was like walking back to my house from her house across the street and some old lady who was yelling crazy things like told me to get out of her way and then I had to tell her to shut the fuck up and I was like, oh, I yelled at an old lady.
Great.
So anyway, that had nothing to do with the story.
No.
But, I don't even remember how in the world we just started talking about that. Mm. But, so anyway, whoever this guy is, he's exploding nothing in front of them. And, you see Saturn Girl and Brainiac 5 leaning back, and this is just explodes a ball of fire in front of them. And the guy off panel, Mass Man off panel, says, those chemicals exploding will finish you too nicely. The other Legionnaires will soon follow you. Yeah. And, hearing the explosion, Superboy and Mono flash to the scene. And you just see Saturn Girl, just face down dead, and you see Brainiac 5's, like, yellow boots, and they're dead. And the table's just on fire, and his little little thing he's making is right there. And Mono says, dead, both of them. Then, besides ourselves, there's only Lightning Lass and Invisible Kid left, and Superboy's saying, and one of them may really be Masked Man. Hurry, we've got to find them. And, but time is running out for the Doomed Legion, because they run outside, and Lightning Lass is there, and she's standing there looking, like, really vague. And Monel's like, Lightning Lass, killed by a petrifying superpower that turned her to stone. An Invisible Kid. And then there's a voice talking from nowhere. It says, haha, I killed Invisible Kid when I first entered this citadel, by my superpower of turning air around him into poison. And ever since then, I have been your invisible sentry. Monel, you're going to die. This radiant element will kill you. And so Math Man shows himself, and he's holding a glowy rock. And Superboy's like, it can't. Monel isn't vulnerable to kryptonite or lead or anything else in this universe. And Math Man's like, but this uniquely powerful element is from another dimension and is deadly to Monel. And Monel's like, warbly faced and like, murr. And he's like, the radiation, it's terrible. I'm dying. Mm-hmm. So he just dies right then. And then Masked Man is flying away. He's like, I'll leave you among your dead comrades to worry a while before I come back to kill you. Then I'll turn So Masked Man's flying off, and he's saying to Superboy, I'll leave you among your dead comrades to worry a while before I come back to kill you. Then I'll turn all your bodies to stone to add to my trophies in space. He's got trophies in space.
Oh.
Everyone's real big on trophies.
He could be a legionnaire.
If they hadn't made fun of him, he would have been a really powerful legionnaire. But,
Wait. Did he kill Bouncing Boy? When did that happen?
They don't show it. Chuck is just not there anymore.
Yeah.
So, I assume he was easy to kill.
Okay.
It wasn't worth showing. Sorry, Bouncing Boy.
Sure.
So Superboy's thinking, it's like a dream, a terrible nightmare, but this is no dream. And then you see Superboy walking through the desolate, empty hallways of his citadel.
What if you just can't find Chuck?
Oh, Chuck's just there somewhere. Like, where did everybody go? This is, and a son Superboy wanders dazedly through the mighty citadel in which he alone remains alive.
He's, like, eating some shit. No, fuck it. I like.
He just left.
I like. No, I mean like Chuck is just eating.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't. This is my last meal. Like, that's what I do. That is what I would do.
Go fuck to it. The fridge.
Fuck it. I'm gonna eat all this shit.
Oh.
Then I can die.
Silly, you just made the citadel. There's no food in here.
Oh.
Only a laboratory.
Oh, messed up. That's a bad idea.
So, Superboy's walking alone, looking very emo. Mm. He says, dead, all members of the Great Legion of Superheroes, but me, dead. Even Monel, whom I thought nothing could harm, except you in the past.
Ah.
But anyway, they killed by a thing from another dimension. And then you see his face looking very startled. He's like, but wait, how could Masked Man bring a thing from another dimension unless he has powers that are magical?
Superboy's figuring shit out.
Like, maybe that's it. And if what I suspect is true, I might still conquer him. So you see him, and he's tinkering with Brainiac's thing that he was making. It says, this reverser instrument, which poor Brainiac 5 almost completed, might still work.
I can't believe he died.
I know. It was a little damaged by the explosion, but I can repair it and alter it. So,
because he's super smart.
Yeah, he can totally fix this 12th level genius's instrument. Sure. So, he's flying off into space, and he's going towards a planet, and this is the part where I stopped wanting to read the story.
Kristen, you're going to see why.
You see him flying towards a planet, and there's giant
moons
around the planet that have letters around it. So the narrator says, then zooming out into space, Superboy searches with telescopic vision until he finds a strange world. And he's thinking, Masked Man boasted of his trophies in space, so I knew he must have a trophy collection somewhere, and this world is it. Those 8 moons have been carved into letters which spell his name on both sides. My suspicion was right. So what is this? You want to talk more about this planet?
Planet, the moon spill out, makes a plick. Makes a plick. And then Kristen just throws it on the ground. Like, never mind. Kristen has a high aversion. I do, too. I think he's bullshit. I think he's, like, the worst writing, like, ever, just that he exists. He's the worst plot device. You should never rely on him to be the answer to anything fucked up. Come on. I hate it.
So he lands outside of this guy's house.
And what does he have around his house, Kristen?
Statues of... Okay. Because this isn't him.
No.
This is, like, his descendant.
Yeah.
So it says, this masked man is really a descendant of Mr. Misplix. How am I supposed to say that?
Misplix. Mr. Plick. And there's a lot of controversy between nerds.
I'll rely on whatever version was in a cartoon I watched.
Yeah. I think it was Mr. Plick.
The imp who pesters me in my own time. If he says his name backwards, he'll be shot back into his fifth dimension universe, and all effects of his magic will vanish.
I feel like this guy is so dangerous, he should be killed.
Yeah.
Really, really. Just fucking kill him, Superboy. This is not...
Well, he can't, as we've shown here. He can't kill him.
Why not?
Because he's way stronger than him in every way possible.
Just fucking... I feel like there has to be a way to fucking kill this hat. Just...
I do like that his descendant is way more murderous than I think I ever saw him be, right?
I don't know. I try to stay away from that.
Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but in small summaries, because we don't really care.
Yeah.
But was he as murderous as his descendant? But anyway.
I doubt it, because Superboy grows up to be Superman. If he's really that murderous, he should have killed him by now.
Yeah. So Superboy's like, I've got to act fast, as he stands outside of his weird castle that has statues of himself or his descendants, since they all seem to look the same, except his weird head gear choice. So only minutes later, he's like, I guess he just knocked on the door, and this guy opens the door, and he doesn't have his weird S&M mask on anymore.
Thank God.
And he's like, haha, I wanted you to follow me here, Superboy, so that before you die, you'll know who it was who conquered you all. My name is the same as my great-great-great ancestors.
Convenient.
And to honor it, those moons as they rise... Oh, I'm sorry, I have to say this whole part over because I said that's so weird. Okay. And this is only minutes later as he just, like, knocks on this guy's door and he opens it. He says, haha, I wanted you to follow me here, Superboy, so that before you die, you'll know who it was who conquered you all. My name is the same as my great-great-great ancestors. Convenient. And to honor it, those moons as they rise and set, spell it out. Okay, so... Sure. So, I don't think I understand what was going on here.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so...
I just want to say, he uses the reversey thing, and he pulls, like, maybe a Princess Bride thing on him.
What?
He's like, I knew you would do that, so therefore I
did the opposite. Okay, yeah. Whatever. The thing we're being confused about is there's some part where, like, you see those moons which spell his name, and they're both looking up at them.
Where'd you make those?
The guy's like, oh, you reversed the movement of the moons, hoping I'd read my name backwards, but you can't trick me. Okay, so I guess he turned the moon's rotation around so the guy would look up and read his own name.
In the right, in the proper direction.
Okay. And Superboy's thinking, it's the reverser I'm counting on now. My only chance. And we're like, what?
I thought this is going where it went, except Superboy tricked me.
So then the guy's pointing at Brainiac 5's device, which Superboy brought along because he finished it and altered it. And he's like, ha, you think that reverser gadget will make my name come out backwards when I speak it? But it won't. Just from spite, I'll say my name backwards and it will come out forwards.
So, you said reverser guy, but you mean reverser gadget.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll say this part again. Okay, fine. So, he's like, ha, you think that reverser gadget will make my name come out backwards when I speak it, but it won't. Just from spite, I'll say my name backwards and it will come out forwards. And then he says, clip to pizzixum. I can't. I can't say his name backwards.
Oh, shit. Tricked.
So he says his name backwards, which...
Oh, yeah, that's... Okay, this makes sense.
Yeah, no, it... I mean, in a way. So yeah, the Superboy's like, I was counting on his doing this to taunt me. And then you see the guy's like, pop. It says pop, and there's smoke. So he's like, disappearing, and he's like, but my name wasn't reversed when I said it backwards. I'm vanishing into the fifth dimension. And Superboy's like, I out-tricked you by using my heat vision to burn out the reverser's wiring and turn it off just as you spoke. Now the effects of all your magic will vanish with you, so... No, I don't understand this.
No, it makes sense. Okay. So, he's like, look, this reverse array. And Mr. Blue's like, just despite you, I'm going to say my name backwards, which gets him. That gets him, because he's dumb.
Okay, wait.
And Superboy burned
what
it
out. What is the thing he has to do to be sent away? So his name frontwards or backwards?
Backwards. And Superboy turned off the reverse array.
But he says it backwards.
Yes.
But.
That does it.
He needs to say his name backwards to disappear.
Yeah. And he just did
it. But he thinks he says it backwards and the device will reverse it.
Yeah.
But he still says it backwards.
That means dumb.
No, but wouldn't this mean if I said it backwards first, then the thing says it in reverse?
Yes.
It would just be saying it twice?
No, the thing's turned off.
No! The crux of this thing is if he says his name backwards, he'll get turned back, and he immediately says his name backwards. It doesn't even matter what that machine was going to do or isn't going to do.
Because he already said it backwards.
Yeah.
That's what Superboy was planning on.
That doesn't make any sense!
Yeah, it does.
No! No, it doesn't!
Yeah.
What? Just to spite you, I'm going to say the thing that'll send me back.
He's thinking that reverse array would work instantaneously, because that's what the plan was, is that it would turn his powers back on him, because it reverses anything. Which, they're both assuming that it works on, like,
Earth. Yeah! They're both assuming it works instantaneously.
Yeah, and then on... Where, I don't
it's
know.
Like, what if it just repeated it? Like, a minute later.
It wouldn't do any... It would either do something or not do anything.
No. What if you said his name backwards and then it took a second and said the name forwards?
Okay.
But he starts... It could have very well done that, but he starts by saying the thing that would send him away.
He did it wrong.
This is dumb!
He got tricked!
This is dumb!
It was already dumb, dude. I don't know what you were expecting. When they all died and you know there's next issue, I knew it was like... Meh.
They weren't all dead when that next issue started. So he's like... Oh my god. Okay, so Superboy broke the thing. So... If the... No.
Mm-hmm,
oh, it just... Okay. So, assuming it worked instantaneously, which is, I guess, what they were both assuming, this guy said his name backwards, assuming it would come out instantaneously forwards, like he didn't say his name backwards, even though he did.
But or Superboy, he might have just been tricked in the fact that he's dumb.
Okay.
Kristen just passes out.
And Superboy is like, okay, now all of his magic will be undone. So then it's just cut to, like, that ceremony.
You're so lucky that it was undone. Is that how it works? Maybe he knows that's how that works.
And he says he's been hassling him in his time.
Okay.
Him, but his descendant.
Okay, yeah.
Or his ancestor, rather.
Yeah.
Then it just cuts back to that ceremony from way earlier. And an instant later, by magic transition, and they're all giving the little vow. And Superboy's thinking, everything's just as it was before Mixaplex 5 had appeared. All the Legionnaires are alive again. They don't remember, and I won't tell them how they died in our last stand.
That's nice.
I think you should tell them to make fun of short people.
Oh, okay, good point, yeah.
Right? Wouldn't that solve a lot of problems that happened?
Well, he said he's not going to tell them how they died. He can just say, guys, just like...
just a heads up.
Just like, there's like another... Mixaplex showed up, and he really did a number on us, but like... just don't make fun of... little people, because it's going to get you into so much shit. If he ever shows up again, don't do it.
Yeah. And just don't do it because it's mean.
Yeah.
Guys,
it's bad. It's bad.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that was that story.
Da, da, da,
I was with it till the end.
You were?
Until
really?
Like the minute I know Mixaplex is involved, I'm like, I just throw the ball.
You're like, no. Unacceptable.
Yeah, so that's what happened. Aside from that ending, it was pretty awesome.
Was it?
I was I mean, it was...
You were with it?
I was pretty into everybody dying.
I was like, really upset, because everyone was sad. I assumed
they weren't all really going to die, because I know there's, like, a billion more issues.
I know, but, like, even that, like, seeing everyone being sad made me sad.
They did have the saddest faces ever, but I like that many people sacrificed themselves, and it was cute.
Trying to help.
And they were all... There was a good teamwork in this issue.
Yeah.
Even if it was started by Team Taunting.
Yeah.
But... You know, it's a good time. Again, aside from that ending, which I hate, it's a great story.
Agreed.
Yeah, good times. Yeah.
Good story.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So.
Acceptable.
Yeah. I'll never read it again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we read these.
I'm tired and old now from it.
Yeah, I am really tired.
Yeah,
let's go karaoke.
Okay.
We're going to go do that.
Yeah. But was there any business you were talking about?
Your ball.
Oh, so we were at San Diego Comic Con, which is awesome.
Yeah.
We were selling comics and stuff.
Thanks to everyone that stopped by.
Yeah, we had a lot of fans come by and say that they liked Super Future Friends, and we apologized profusely for never updating or recording.
Burst into tears and ran away.
Yeah, just apologized again and again. And we actually meant to do this podcast right after to be like, oh, God, we're sorry, and we suck. And we didn't. Now it's months and months later. Sorry about that. We're slow. Oh, but the reason she yelled, "Your ball," is because I got an awesome... Legion Ball from
Legion World.
From Legion World. And those guys were awesome. They came down and gave us their swag bags, and we were super excited. Because
we couldn't leave our table.
Yeah, we couldn't leave our table because we were selling stuff. And
it sucks. I really want to go up
there. I know, we wanted to go up there, but we didn't have time. And
our table was pretty busy, which is cool.
Yeah, that was good. But I really like that Legion Ball. So.
She loves it because Kristen has a really stressful life. And
I'm full of anger in general.
She needs something to relieve her stress. So it was really the perfect gift for her.
It's so cute. Yeah, it's just like a stress ball with a Legion symbol. It's really cute. And I super appreciate it.
She loves it.
Yeah, so thanks so much, guys, for bringing that to us. I might even find hers and steal it so I have two.
Nope. Kill you.
I'll find it in this house.
Good luck. My mess.
Did we do anything else? Did we do anything else?
Lots of conventions.
Yeah, we did like a million conventions this year.
Yeah, I'm still tired. Yeah. I slept like so hard. I feel like every time I have a chance, I'm just sleeping. Because
you're just tired. Worn out. Yeah, we literally, this month, we had three conventions in a row. Like, every week I made a convention. Thank God we didn't do New York. Because that would have been four conventions in a row.
We were thinking about it. I'm glad.
I want to go to it next year, though, because I want to go to that convention.
And it'd be cool to see our, like, East Coast fans.
Yeah. So,
maybe we'll do
I guess that's it. New Legions started up with the New 52. I'm sure everybody knows.
Yep.
Legion Lost and Legion Superheroes.
If you want to hear us review it, you can check out Major Spoilers. We went on their show and did a guest spot with them and talked about, we reviewed the latest, those two new
Legion Lost and the new Legion Superheroes.
Yeah.
It
was so fun.
To put it in short, Legion Lost I liked. Yeah. But we both liked. Legion Superheroes not so much.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't just, if you haven't picked it up and you're wondering what we thought in order to pick, just,
I don't know. People, I like it if you have to, it's just that you really have to know a lot about every bit of Legion stuff to understand what's going on.
We know a lot of Legion stuff.
I don't know. I didn't know a thing you were talking about. But, yeah.
Really like Levitt's writing, you're going to like
it. Yeah. If you like Levitt.
It's extremely Levitt-y.
And you are not expecting an actual issue one. It's throwing you right in the middle of stuff that you don't know nothing about.
Yeah.
But Legion Lost really liked. I thought it was a great start. Yeah. And a
super
good little team
cute.
Book. Yeah. Anything else?
I think that's all our business.
Yeah, we don't do anything else. All we've done is not recorded for a long time and drawn comics a lot.
And, like, work and work.
Yeah, so we probably have... There's probably more issues of our comic out since the last time we talked about it.
Yeah, like, checking it out.
Yeah, so you want to go to minorxofheroism.com or stopthecomic.com. Yeah. We're now working on both again.
Yep.
Which means we are slow. We are slow at everything.
Yeah.
But you can check those out.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, so thanks for sticking with us. Sorry that we are so slow.
Yeah.
We'll try to do this more regularly.
Yeah.
And we make no promises.
If you want to leave a comment, you can leave it on superfuturefriends.com, or you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com. Please leave us iTunes reviews.
If you like us.
Yeah. They help us out. They make us more popular, and more traffic is I don't know. Good. We don't really care. I mean, we're gonna keep doing it.
Right.
I don't know. It's cool to get more fans on it.
Yeah.
Let more fans know so they can check us out.
Want to hear us just laughing and being sad?
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.